two big things this week that will impact the economy and the markets. We'll share them both. It's the Business News headlines for Monday, the 29th day of July. Thanks, as always, for being with us. GM is set to close a 78-year-old plant near Detroit this week. The private prison business that was supposed to be thriving ain't. We've got some drug maker news. Sneaker collectors are paying big money for sneakers, and we'll share why. Those stories and more, along with some time with Laura Kennard, as we talk about co-working metro business events, the international reach of this newscast, and a reunion of the Central Iowa bloggers coming up this Wednesday. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company, at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, yeah, you can find me on Twitter as well. I am at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, Wall Street sort of paused a bit today as investors look ahead to two big things happening this week. The first is the resuming of trade negotiations between the United States and China, but even that has a but attached. Officials of the two governments will convene in Shanghai this week in an attempt to put the two largest economies in the world together to end a year-long trade dispute. While investors last week heralded news of the face-to-face discussion with optimism, people now close to the talks warned that the appetite for a sweeping deal has waned a bit since the spring. So in other words, don't expect anything big. The second big story for the markets is the Fed. Now, the Fed is going to announce its latest decision on whether to adjust interest rates at 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time on Wednesday. Chairman Jerome Powell will also address the state of the economy in a press conference at 2:30 in the afternoon, also on Wednesday in Eastern time. Despite a healthy economy and an unemployment rate under 4%, investors widely expect the central bank to cut its benchmark lending rate for the first time since 2008, and they expect that cut to be 25 basis points. Now, the Fed, which seeks to keep inflation around 2%, has had trouble sustaining price growth in recent months despite a healthy economy and low unemployment. And here, too, is a but. Ready? But if the Fed lowers interest rates at this point while the economy is still growing and unemployment is low, what happens if growth further decelerates and the unemployment picture rises? Well, then the Fed will have played their hand perhaps too soon and be unable to stem losses. Something to consider. Speaking of jobs and employment, the Warren, Michigan General Motors transmission plant that's been operating in a suburb of Detroit for 78 years will close this week. The plant is one of five in North America that GM last year announced would suspend operations as part of the company's business transformation to electric and self-driving cars. The Warren plant opened back in 1941 and has been operated by GM since 1958. It produces six-speed transmissions for the Cadillac XTS and the Chevrolet Impala, both models that GM is discontinuing. GM is largely replacing those kinds of transmissions with more advanced versions. GM thanked the plant's roughly 200 employees in a statement, and the company said 60 workers have transferred to other factories in the U.S., and 25 workers are retiring. But that leaves over 100 out of a job if they don't relocate. Shortly after President Trump was sworn in, his then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions signed off on an order that ended an Obama-era ban on funding for private prisons. And that was supposed to propel the business of locking up people to new heights. Well, CBS is reporting that action by Sessions caused shares of the two largest private prison companies, that's CoreCivic and GEO Group, to soar, with each reaching a post-election peak in April of 2017. Since then, however, both companies have lost roughly half their market value amid mounting public and investor concerns, while at least 8 banks have moved to distance themselves from the private prison business. So what happened? Well, the private for-profit prisons were calling for more capacity because of the tough stance on immigration and what they said was going to be a huge influx of prisoners due to ICE raids. That was before the government started targeting and separating children from their parents, putting kids in cages, and the several deaths of individuals in ICE care. All of that created a backlash among citizens and lawmakers. Nobody, it seemed, wanted to be in bed with the for-profit prisons. And then there's the banks. Of the 14 banks identified by activists as extending credit or providing loans to Geo Group or CoreCivic, 6 have said they'll cease lending to the industry. Those 6 banks are Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, SunTrust, Fifth Third, and BNP Paribas. Together, they represent about $1.9 billion, or 72%, of the financing that's estimated to be available to the two companies, all of that based on SEC filings. Well, today, drug makers Pfizer and Mylan announced they are combining to create a global presence in the low-price drug market. Pfizer said it's offloading Upjohn, its portfolio of drugs that are no longer protected by patents. Those would include things like Viagra, Lipitor, and Celebrex. And it's combining Upjohn with rival Mylan, which makes EpiPens, to create a new company. Under the terms of the deal, Pfizer shareholders would gain most control of the company with 57% ownership, and Mylan shareholders would own the rest. The new company will have a yet-to-be-announced new name. The combined company is expected to generate annual revenue of $20 billion and will be based in the United States. Both drug makers recently lost exclusive rights to manufacture drugs that were big money makers for the companies. Erectile dysfunction drug Viagra brought in an estimated $1.4 billion in annual sales for Pfizer before Teva Pharmaceuticals introduced a generic version of the pill in 2017 that quickly ate up market share. The first generic competitor to Mylan's EpiPen, the emergency treatment for allergic reactions, gained FDA approval last year. EpiPens were added to the FDA's drug shortage list 2 years after Mylan increased the price of the product, if you'll remember, by more than 400%, which led to public outrage. Speaking of money, the sneaker market has never been bigger or more expensive, and collectors are dishing out huge sums for limited edition pairs of, sneakers. Now, the reason behind the continuing trend seems to be a mixture of hype, along with celebrity and influencer collaborations, and the movement toward casual fashion culture. The big prices at auction and online also mean the shoes are becoming a status symbol for the wealthy. And it would seem that our former producer, Tyler Hackenmiller, now living in Denver, must have been onto this long ago. He's got dozens of pairs. See, we can always learn something. And finally, this interesting consumer trend. Men seem to be invading nail salons at a huge number. For years, the place for women to unwind has been the nail salon. However, they're now becoming a regular part of men who are trying to get perfect toes during the sandal season. That report comes to us from the Wall Street Journal. The report blames changing beauty norms along with a surge in designer slip-on sandals as well as celebrity endorsements for the preponderance of men getting pedicures. Now you know. Hey, don't go anywhere. Just a click away is our Monday visit with Laura Kennard as we talk about the reach of this newscast, the business of co-working, business events, networking events, and a Central Iowa bloggers reunion scheduled for this week. That is just a click away.